Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll go through all the show themes and then we'll get to the right one. Nothing like live radio. Good morning. It's time once again to talk about car care. If you have any issues with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, you want to know what's going on before you bring it in that door. Why don't you call Nick Stoffel? Either call or text Nick at 651-461-9226. Nick will give you a little analysis over the radio about what could be wrong before you you get it checked out. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
How was your week and how are the crew doing at Lloyd's?
The week was good. The weather's not bad, and the guys at Lloyd's are doing just fine. They're working away, getting everybody's car ready for winter, which won't be too far down the road. So if you haven't had your car looked over for the next season, get on the schedule because shops are running a good week and a half behind, so you don't want to wait too long.
That was going to be one of my first questions. And by the way, again, if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. As I said, you can call it in or text it in, but Nick will be here till just about 7:45, so we're kind of squished for time. But by all means, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. Any kind of a car care question you might have. Now, let's talk about winterizing, or maybe there's a better word, winterizing your vehicle, getting it ready for the next season. If somebody wants that very thing, they don't have to come in and, you know, explain in detail. They'll say, hey, I want to get my car ready for winter. What do you guys do there at Lloyd's to get that done?
Well, Lloyd's and most shops will have like a little package that will consist of, you know, the regular service, the oil, the filter. We're going to look at the tires, possibly rotate them. You know, the battery, the antifreeze, some of the things that could maybe lead to a problem where you get stranded or stuck in the dead of winter, which we all want to avoid. So just when you go make your appointment to say, hey, you know, I want my car serviced, and then, you know, do those extra couple things to make sure I'm ready for winter and for the cold and snow. It's pretty straightforward, as you know.
Yeah, very good. Another thing somebody wants to know, we'll do this, tackle this later. Similarly, if someone was requesting to buy a used car, can they get it checked out? We'll talk about that later on in the show, as we've done in the past. I'm going to try to catch up on some text messages here, Nick. One came in early this morning. The tire light, and we've talked about this before in a way, the tire light on the dash comes on even though all tires are properly inflated. I was told, Texter says, it could be a low battery in the tire sensor. Is there a way, question, to test the batteries without taking all the tires off the rims?
You can, with a particular tool we have, and most places will have, you can ping or signal each of the sensors to get a reading. Some of the tools will actually say battery voltage low, some will give you a reading, and some might just say replace. There is a, and I don't have the number of the time because they all vary, but there is a life of those little small batteries, and periodically you're going to have to replace one of the sensors. Rarely do you have to do more than one at a time. And my last comment on that is, if your vehicle is equipped with a full-size spare tire, there may be a sensor in that set, that wheel also. So if you're checking the four wheels on the car, you're like, they're all fine, why is the light on? If you have a full-size spare on that vehicle, you might want to check that also. Sometimes there's a sensor there, and so you're chasing your tail around to come find out that the spare tire was low on air.
Yeah, I anticipated some listeners to send a text to that effect, and we have talked about that before. Yeah, that that can be the culprit at times. Now, do you see in your work, Nick, full-size tires anymore as far as spares?
There are a few vehicles, Toyota RAV4 for an example, on some of those, they still have it on the back of the vehicle. That's the one I was referring to, because we've had that happen many times where people come in, my tires are full, why is the light on? Well, on that particular vehicle, the spare tire does have a sensor. So, and as you allude to, more and more vehicles don't even have a spare. Sometimes they're equipped with like a run flat tire. It's technology and times are changing. Changing tires maybe not as easy as it used to be. Finding that the pinch point to be able to raise the vehicle off the ground. So, going back to the tire question or comment, I would say just make sure they're all full. If you have a spare, check it. Otherwise, take it to a professional. Have them ping those individual sensors, figure out which one of the four is not real full. If you have a spare, check it. Otherwise, take it to a professional. Have them ping those individual sensors, figure out which one of the four is not reading properly.
All right. If you have a question for ASE Certified Technician Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive, by all means, don't wait. Let's hear from you, either by phone or by text. A lot of folks like the text method. Seems to be easier, quicker. And that number is the same as the phone number, 651-461-9226. Nick will be with us for pretty close to 30 minutes from right now. Here's another one for you. I have a 2023 Chevy that I am storing for 6 months this winter in an underground garage. I cannot use a battery maintainer because there are no electrical outlets. I will fully charge the battery and then disconnect the negative battery cable. Do you think that will cause a problem with the computers, or will they just take a few minutes to start up in the spring when I reconnect the battery cable and start the car? Well, how would you comment on that scenario, Nick?
I think they'll be fine. I think the key point was it's going to be underground in storage, so semi-controlled climate. It's not going to get the deep freeze. You know, it's going to be in 50 degrees, 60 degrees, and I think the vehicle will be just fine. Our concerns sometimes with batteries in winter and storing is if it's like in a detached garage, it's not heated, it can get to those sub-zero temperatures, and that's really hard on a battery. If a battery freezes, it's not going to rebound from that. So as long as the temperature stays in that, whatever the underground garage is, 50 degrees, 60 degrees, I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Oh, that's good news. All right. Let's take a quick break here. Invite our listeners to join in on this conversation. If you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, we'd love to hear from you sooner rather than later. 651-461-9226. I think we got a new temperature reading here in the Twin Cities. Yeah, we dropped to 53 degrees. It's going to be a nice but windy day today. Increasing clouds, but our high today will be around 59. Winds gusting as high as 30. And then for your Sunday tomorrow, mostly sunny, could be a little fog early in the morning, but mostly sunny near 58. But how about Monday? We could get up to near 64 with sunshine. Right now, 53 degrees here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're here every Saturday a little bit after the 7 o'clock news break with ASE certified Nick Stauffel. He is a technician there, among other things. He runs the joint, too, and it's a fun place to visit. And Nick, for those that maybe need the assistance of you and your crew, how do we find you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. If you ever have a question, need advice, feel free to give us a call at 651-228-1316. And if you happen to be walking or strolling down Grand Avenue in St. Paul, pop in and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. And as always, we'd appreciate if you check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Absolutely, Nick. And we'll give you that info when Nick takes his leave, just before he does, at about 7:45 this morning. Here's our phone number. It's also the text number for any kind of a car care question you may have, 651-461-9226. Grab a phone call this morning. Paul is checking in from Andover this morning. Thanks for waiting, Paul. What is your question for Nick?
I have a tough one. We bought a 2012 RAV4, brand new. From day one, I told them the brake pedal is too low. Basically, my wife's vehicle, I've drove it a few times. I've almost got in an accident with it twice. When you don't put your foot completely on the brake pedal. You'll hit the accelerator at the same time. About 3 years back here, there's a guy who spent 3 years in prison on kind of this stuff. They said he hit the gas instead of the brake pedal. There seems to be no answer to these brake problems on these Toyotas. I heard that they have a soft pedal. I don't know what to do about this. Do you have any ideas?
Well, brake pedal, this is tough. My brake pedals vary by manufacturer. You know, if you're accustomed to driving a particular brand vehicle and you switch to the other and the pedal feels different, you know, it's just hydraulics. I don't mean to minimize the listener's call, but, you know, the displacement from the master cylinder to the brake calipers will, that equation, which determines how far the brake pedal travels. So they're all, you know, I'd say the calipers are the same on Toyota RAV4s as the master cylinder. So it's not going to vary one vehicle to another. But the other thing, and I doubt this vehicle is equipped with, because he had mentioned it from day one, but if there's a drum brake, if your vehicle has front disc brakes and rear drum brakes, the drum brakes can be adjusted, which sometimes can affect the pedal travel. The reason is the caliper braking system, you depress your foot on the pedal, you push the fluid from the master cylinder to the wheels. When you let the foot back up, that fluid comes back to the master cylinder, and the calipers are kind of self-adjusting as they wear, as the pads wear, the piston of the caliper goes with it. Well, the rear brakes in design work the same way, but the issue in the rear brakes, if it's a drum system, the brake dust gets caught up in there, and it can get dirty and grimy, and they don't always adjust up really well. So if your vehicle is equipped with drum brakes in the rear, and your brake pedal is not what you think it should be, it might be worth somebody taking those rear brakes apart, cleaning and adjusting them properly, make sure that they're moving freely as designed, and adjusted properly so that gap or that space is appropriate and that brake pedal will be as good as it can be. Now, like I said, I started with different makes have different pedals. My wife and I drive two different types of vehicles, and every time I get into her vehicle, which is rare, like the caller, I'm like, man, I just don't get used to this brake pedal, you know. And I drive different cars all the time. It's just when you go on that, you know, we headed up north. I take her vehicle. It's a longer drive. It takes a little getting used to. So I just, you know, just keep that in mind. You're driving the wife's vehicle. The pedal's going to be different. I understand that if you're wearing boots or you have bigger feet, sometimes the pedals on some of these cars seem to get closer and closer. And it's, you know, it's unfortunately they're trying to get more stuff in smaller spaces. So you've got to be a little more careful on that front also.
Yeah, that's frustrating, no matter how you look at it. Good luck, Paul, with that whole issue. Here's another text, Nick. A 2010 Ford F-150 sounds like the lifters have a problem. How soon do you think I have to get them fixed?
Today. No, I'm not teaching. No, engine noise, we never want to play with engine noise. First thing you need to do is check the level of the oil. Is the oil full? What does oil look like? We always sometimes hear a noise and think it's not too bad. I'll deal with it next week or tomorrow, or the, you know, down the road here. And if there's noise and it's related to a lift or a timing chain or something along those lines, potentially if something were to fail, it can be catastrophic or very, very expensive to repair. So if you're having some noise that's different than what you're used to from your engine, you should have that looked at sooner than later.
So is that, just to get it checked out, is that an expensive labor to do just to look at it rather than repair it now?
No, I would have to be careful here. I would think that to put an ear to it to get an opinion wouldn't cost much of anything. But if, you know, if it's a concerning noise and it takes some disassembly, you know, people always ask, oh, what this is the diagnostic cost? Yeah. So if the diagnostic procedure is separate, you know, the way we operate, if the procedure is separate from the repair, like if we're disassembling something in the process to diagnose it, we're not going to charge you twice to disassemble it, obviously. But if there's test procedures that are separate from the repair of its own, those charges are typically separate and different.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Good morning, Denny and Nick. I've read recently, Texter says, that because of technological improvements in the front ends, suspension, and steering linkage, it is not necessary to have tires rotated and balanced every oil change or every other oil change. What are your recommendations on this issue?
I do believe that steering, suspension components, vehicles are designed, but they're overall better, 100%. You know, you should drive a vehicle a couple hundred thousand miles or more. However, the roads, the climate, tires, one of the main reasons to rotate them is because the drive wheels or the front wheels tend to wear quicker because they're also the steering wheels. So they're taking a lot more load differently than the rear tires. So a lot of times the reason to rotate them is to keep them wearing evenly and get a longer life. But, you know, I do agree components are better, but I also know that the roads are tough and the seasons are tough on the vehicle. So you're still going to end up having to replace some of these components, doing alignments, and buy, you know, it's getting better, but it's never going to be foolproof. I guess the best way to put that.
All right. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a break, have a look at that forecast to see what the weather looks like for the coming weeks. So stay with us. We have a few minutes left in the show. If you have any kind of a car care question, give us a call or send a text, 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here. I beg your pardon. Along with Nick Stoffel, there's some gremlins in the system, Nick, but you probably have seen a few gremlins in some vehicles you've had to repair, no doubt. I want to grab a caller here, and I know we have text messages too, so let's do that. I think Bob in Ham Lake is checking in. Bob, thank you. What is your question for Nick?
Okay, I just purchased a new 23 Ford F-150 and trying out the various drive modes as tow haul, normal, slippery, and experimenting. After going back to regular modes, in other words, too high drive, there's a humming noise, a real slight noise from the front end, like it's almost still turning the hubs or has them locked in, and I can't get that to go away. It's only 300 miles on the truck. Thank you.
Well, that's a tough one. Honestly, the best advice on the vehicle, it's brand new as this one is, I'd run it back to the dealer, go for a drive with one of the folks there. It's plausible that there's a little drag somewhere, or, you know, maybe I would, you know, before I do that, maybe I'd go back through some of those different modes again, you know, the different four-wheel drive modes and the traction modes, and just give it a chance to kind of wear itself in a little bit. You know, maybe there's nothing wrong, just things are new and a little bit tight. So I would maybe give it another drive, you know, try the different modes, give it a fair shake. And then if that doesn't do the trick, as new as it is, I'd probably advise you go back to that dealership and go for a ride with one of those folks to see if they can't pinpoint what's going on for you.
All right. Good luck with that, Bob. Texter says this, Nick. I have a 23 Ford Explorer that has been in the shop twice for a wiper that rests too low onto the plastic below the glass. He or she says this is below the marks on the windshield. Is this something I will just have to put up with? Comes from Maple Grove.
Well, you know, I think not, because there's this the linkage allows for a total range of movement, right? It has a stopping point to the top and the bottom. I'm assuming that if it's going too far to the bottom, that it's not making it all the way at the top, because the linkage only allows for so much movement. So it's possible that, you know, maybe take a piece of tape and mark it at the bottom, get to the top, mark it at the top, and then look at the windshield again to see where the natural lie of that was. And if the whole thing that shifted, you know, an inch, we'll call it, it's possible that you can maybe remove that wiper arm and reset it. Like if it slipped on the splines just a little bit, you loosen them up, you pull them off, you can re-index that wiper arm and reinstall it just a little bit and then try it again. You know, if you're in for service, the car is new enough, it should be fairly easy for the folks at the dealership or wherever you're taking the vehicle to have service to make that adjustment. I would probably have that dealt with before winter because we end up with a lot more slush and ice and snow at the bottom of our windshield, and you don't want the wiper getting stuck in that. So I'd probably advise you before we have winter weather this fall sometime, you're going for service, maybe see if they can't re-index that wiper arm for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Interesting. Listener said, well, this is interesting. How hard is it to change drum brakes on the front of an old car to disc brakes and not have power brakes? Is that doable?
You know, I'm sure anything is doable. Many, depending on the vehicle, many of them have like a retrofit kit, and I don't have much experience with them because, you know, you end up with new spindles and brackets. It's quite a bit of work and can be quite costly. So I wouldn't say you're going to go buy a random part, or you're not going to buy a random part off the shelf and put it on your vehicle for sure. But you can look online. There's a lot of these aftermarket outfits that will offer a lot of times a retrofit kit so you can make it a disc brake system. But like I said, we don't do much of that aftermarket stuff at the shop. We kind of try to stick to putting vehicles back the way that they were designed and keep them on the road.
Yeah. I'm looking at another text, Nick. When in park, this one says, I notice that my headlights brighten and dim as I press in the accelerator. Is that normal?
Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, what happens is the alternator is creating the electricity to operate systems in the vehicle. On an older vehicle, the voltages would vary a bit. You know, there wasn't a finite voltage setting where now with computer controlled, the newest vehicles, it should be a constant voltage regardless of the engine speed. So sometimes an older vehicle, the engine speed increases, which means the alternator is spinning a little faster, creating a little more current, which would maybe brighten up your light. So if you have a little bit of an older vehicle, that might not be completely uncommon. If it's a later model, something that didn't last, you know, several years here, I would say I would probably have that looked at to ensure that the alternator is operating properly, not giving you a warning sign that it's starting to fail.
Okay. Another text. Well, this is interesting, Nick. Listener wants to know via text, are headlights adjustable?
Yes, they are, or most are, I should say. You know, years ago, there used to be these screws that would rust into place, and we'd fight them for an hour trying to get the headlights adjusted. But now it's a capsule. Like, the whole assembly mounts into the vehicle. And quite honestly, if there's not any physical damage in the front of the vehicle, the mounting tabs or places where they go into place should be set. Now, if you look at that capsule, that headlight assembly, a lot of times in the back, you'll see some adjusting screws. You know, they might even have like a little scale on there that you can use to adjust it. But I'd be careful. I wouldn't advise somebody that doesn't have the tools and training to be adjusting those headlights because, you know, you're going to be in your garage, have it lit on the wall, and you're going to try to start changing the screws around before you know it, you're going to be blinding the guy coming down the road towards you. So I'd be very, very careful. I'd probably advise people not to, unless you have the tools and equipment and training to start messing around with your headlights, because you don't want to blind the guy coming towards you, but you also don't want to have it where you can't see where you're headed. So the aiming of the headlights is very important.
All right. This text that came in earlier, and I alluded to it earlier, of a used car checkup, meaning if a listener is thinking about buying a used car and he or she asks the owner, hey, can I get this checked out with my mechanic? You guys, we've talked about this for years here on the show. I know you guys do that very thing, but what goes into that? What does the technician look for and do?
Well, a couple things. I personally would advise anybody not to buy a used vehicle unless you have it looked at. Now, if they're not willing to, you know, let's be reasonable. You're not driving halfway across the cities here. But, you know, if they're not allowing you to take it to your mechanic and look at, that might be a reason, number one. The real purpose is to make sure you're buying as advertised. You know, so, you know, every vehicle is maybe delivered in a manner to make it not only better than what's expected, but they also may not know too. So you might take them for inspection, and you might find a couple things that are in need of service or repair that the current owner may not be aware of. So let's just be fair and not assume that people are being dishonest, but you don't want to buy a vehicle knowing that there's a significant repair coming near, to, you know, because you're buying the vehicle, you got a set budget. A lot of times that's all that you have, and you don't want to buy the vehicle and come to find out you need to do tires, brakes, struts, whatever have you, that can be very expensive. So we want to make sure people are getting what they think they're buying. We also want to advise them, saying, you know, this is a great vehicle. I think you have a lot of years, miles on it. It looks good, clean, maintained. Or the other, you know, this vehicle hasn't been maintained very well. It has a lot of excessive wear and tear. And so therefore they can make a better decision if it's the right investment for them. And it can also be a good negotiating tool. So you come to find that the vehicle is in need of something that costs several hundred dollars. Maybe you find a way to negotiate the price with the seller to get a little more favorable situation for yourself.
Yeah, sounds reasonable. Nick, we have to run. Let's get you back here next week. But in the meantime, for those folks that maybe need help with their personal vehicle, how do we get in touch with you guys?
Absolutely. So if you ever have a question, need advice, feel free to call 651-228-1316. And like I said earlier, if you happen to be out for lunch or a stroll down Grand Avenue in St. Paul, we're at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. Stop in and say hi, and I'd really appreciate it if you take a look at our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Yeah, great place, fun place to visit. All right, Nick, thanks so much for the help as usual, and let's do this again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Denny.
You bet. Nick Stauffel, ASE Certified Tech at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Jack Farrell straight ahead here with his wine chat. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, get those lawn and garden questions ready for Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.